Okay, Parshas Toldos, Rabbeinu Bechai begins with the Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek in Zayin, Pasuk Vav. Ateres Zekenim B'nei Vonim V'tiferes Bonim Avosam. Many of us know from the Derech Zohar. Ateres Zekenim means the crown of the older people is their children or grandchildren, and the Tiferes of Bonim is Avotam, and the splendor of the children is their parents. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains that at least in Pashup Shat, meaning in Nigla, not in Nistar, in the Pashup Shat of the word of Ateris, Ateris is greater than Teferis. So it means, in other words, it's a higher level of praise, that the Zakenim take a greater joy and splendor when their kids follow in their path or their kids become great, as opposed to when if there are children who have great parents, so the kids also take pride in that, not as much as when the kids are great, then the parents take greater pride in that. But he says, as he points out, that when is the Teferes Banim Avosim, when is it a splendor for the children that their parents are great? That's if the children are following in their ways. Of course, if the children are not following in the ways of great parents, then their parents being great actually is worse for them. It makes it make them look even worse. So it's only when they follow in their parents' steps. And then he goes on to quote the Medrash, on this pasuk that's about Ateres Zekenim B'nei Vonim, that because of the zchus of our parents, we are, Klal Yisrael is always being saved, b'zchus avos. It brings lots of examples, Mitzrayim, and all through the generations, not just Mitzrayim, even later times. As he quotes this medrash, that under Yannos Kesar said to Yeshua ben Levi, wow, you know, great is the sheep that survives among 70 nations, which was a praise to Klal Yisrael. And he said back to him, Rabbi said, Amrlo Godol Haroa Shematzila Miyadam, greater is the shepherd that saves the sheep and destroys all the enemies. Okay, but it's all b'zchus our parents. And he says something interesting, that the reason Klal Yisrael is called Truma. Klal Yisrael is called Truma. We're all called Rachis, and we're called Truma. Why is Klal Yisrael called Truma? He said, or compared to Truma, he says, because Truma has, what happens to a Zar who eats Truma? A Zar who's Ochel Truma is Chayv Misa. He said, same thing, anybody who tries to destroy Klal Yisrael, they end up being destroyed themselves. Paro, Amale, Sisra, Sancheriv, Nevuchadnezzar, Tita, Sadronianus, that's what he lists. We could add all the other people in the generations after that, all the way down to Hitler, Yimach Shemo. All them who eat Yaakov or destroy the Jews or part of them, they get destroyed themselves. Okay, and then he goes back to this idea again that the children are the splendor of the parents and vice versa. And he says that was true with Avraham and Yitzchak, and that they look the same because Hashem made them look the same because of what people were saying that he came from Avimelech. Anyway, that's how we get into Eila Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham Holidus Yitzchak. Yitzchak and Avram look the same, again, because of that miracle that Hashem made Yitzchak look just like Rivka, just like Avram, because people were saying that Yitzchak had come from Avimelech. Anyway, okay, that's how we get started. And then he says, it says, Vayeter Yitzchak Hashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarei. So Yitzchak davened to Hashem because his wife was an Akara. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, what it should have said was, Rivka was an Akara. Therefore, Yitzchak davened for her. It's kind of out of order. Yitzchak davened to Hashem because his wife was an Akara. It should have first told that she was an Akara, and then said that Yitzchak davened for her. So, he says the reason it's put in that order is because that was the point. In other words, why were the main thing was the davening. The Rivka being an Akara was the tafel, meaning she became an akara. We know from Chazal, they became an akara so that they should daven. So the main thing was the davening. That was the point. It was because she was an akara, but that was just a way to get to the davening. And he says, from here you see how great the koach of tefillah is. It can even change physical nature, because obviously if she was born an akara, her changing is an ace. But you see, that's the koach of tefillah. That's why he uses the word vayetar, which is a lashon of a strong tefillah, like trying very hard. That with intense tefillah, Hashem can sometimes even change the teva because of tefillah. So then Rivka feels that her baby's fighting in the womb, and she goes to the Navi and he tells her, Shnei goyim bevitneich, Shchazal darshan shnei geyim bevitneich, that there were two, not just two nations, Yaakov and Esav, there were also two geyim, two great leaders that would come from her, from those two nations, Rebbe and Antoninus. So he brings that matter, so that gives the whole, like the Gemara brings the whole story about Rebbe and Antoninus. And he also, in the course of that, mentions that we know Rebbe said he picked up his 10 fingers when he died and said, I never got any pleasure from this world. And even though Chazal tell us about how rich he was and how big how much food he had at his table, Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar says that was just for his workers, his people there, whoever was with him there, but not for himself. And okay, the Midrash is famous. We'll just go on from there. It says that Esav was Kuloka Deres Seyar, that he was very hairy. And of course, the Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar also brings Seyar as Seirim, our Shadim, because Esav is, besides being Esav, was also the Yetzihara, and the Shadim are part of the Koach of Esav. That's Kaderes Seyar, that he had Seirim, that the Shadim were in his Koach. And then it says, when we get to Yaakov, Yaakov was an Ishtam. So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, why is Yaakov called an Ishtam? Better would be a Yaakov Ish Emes. Isn't that what Yaakov's supposed to be? He's Mr. Emes. Even though all of his stories were him struggling with Emes. You know, in other words, because he's put in complicated situations. But that's what he was. That's what he's known for, his incredible Emes. So why is he called an Ishtam? Let him call him an Ish Emes. So first of all, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar tells you the cool stuff that Tam is the gematria of Emes minus an aleph, because it could be one off. But that's the same gematria, so there is a remez there to Emes by Tam. But also, this way, it also lets you know, besides being that it's a remez to Emes, Tam is a lashon from Tiomes, which is the middle. Because Yaakov's Mida was in the middle of his parents and grandparents, meaning Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak, which is kindness, Yitzchak was Gvura, which is Midas Adin, right and the left, and he was in the middle. He was the Tiomas, that's why he's Ishtam, he's in the middle. Okay. So then we have the story with Esav and Yaakov, with the Bechorah and Yitzchak. Not that Yitzchak was part of the Bechorah, but that mentions that Yitzchak liked Esav, Kitzayid Bepiv. I'm sorry, before the Bechorah. Yitzchak liked Esav Kitzayid Befiv. So it says that Yitzchak was, in a sense, Mekabel Shochad. That's what Chazal tells us. He was bribed by Esav in the sense that he would eat Esav's. Esav brought him food. So he had a natural inclination towards Esav, in that, to whatever degree that was, by an Av. But that's what Chazal called it, that he got a Shochad, and that's why he got blind. Because okay, how to understand that? I don't know. What did he do wrong? By accepting it, I don't know. And I don't think the Rebbe Nachai knew exactly either, but there was something, it was in some way he was Mekabel Shochad. And that's why he became blind. And just later on in the Parsha, Rebbe Nachai adds on a little to this, other options why Yitzchak became blind. One is because he got Shochad, and Shochad makes you blind. Okay. The next one is that Hashem made Yitzchak blind at the end of his life because he had such a horrible son, Esav, so that when Yitzchak would go in the streets, people would say, oh, there goes the dad of, that monster, Esav. So Hashem didn't want that to happen, so he made him blind, so he can't go out in the streets much. That's what he says. And the other reason, possibly, he became blind is because it says, Yitzchak kavdu einav meiraos, something like that. The word is meiraos. So it's because what he saw when he was at the Akedah, so Hashem's presence was there, and he saw the Shekhinah, whatever that means, and that caused him to be blind, or get blind. And that's why it says, kavdu einav meiraos, and not miliraos. It doesn't say... The words are Vatichena Einav Miros. That's what it is. Vatichena Einav Miros. It says Miros from seeing. It doesn't say from Meiliros, from seeing, but rather from seeing something. Miros, because he saw something. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. So he may have also gotten blind because of what he saw at the Kedah. He saw the Shekhinah, and that's why he got blind. All right. So now we're up to the Bechorah. So Esav says, give me min ha-adom ha-adom hazeh, double red, red, red. What does that mean, red, red? Give me the adom ha-adom hazeh. So Ben Abachai says something fascinating, that, like he said before, Esav is not just Esav, he's the Koach of Esav. We're talking about the Sar of Esav. Esav is the Midah of Din, the bad kind, death, destruction. Like in the Mazalos, the Koach of Ma'adim, that's his Mazal, red, death, blood, all that. So he says, a fascinating thing, that everything in this world that's red, including fruit, gets its koach from this mazel Edom. So that would be like apples, I assume. You know, that's what he says. Things that are red in this world, even red fruit or red vegetables, so they get their, or red stones even, like rubies. That's all part of the chelek of Esav. And that's what he meant, halitinina min ha'adom, ha'adom hazeh, which is from this red lentil, this cooked red lentil, well, I should say this red lentil, that gets its koach from Edom. That's the double Edom. The Edom that got its koach from Edom, because everything in this world that's red gets its koach from the Edom in Shemayim. I just add something fascinating that has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Bachai, but just while we're on the subject. Edom represents death and din and all that. Also, sin and kvira. I had a Rebbe of Prague who used to say, he gave a whole shir, how red is this the color of kvira, and he said that the communists don't know why they picked a red flag. I know why they picked the red flag. Anyway, it's just interesting that he's saying everything that's red in this world gets its koach from Edom. Okay, that's halitani na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. Okay, then we have a pasuk that says, Ekev asher shama Avram b'koli. That's in Perek Chavav, pasuk Hey. It says, Ekev asher shama Avram b'koli v'yishmor mishmati mitzvotai chukosai v'sorosai. So Rebbeinu Bachai says a fascinating gematria, which is that Avram lived 175 years, right? So it says, Ekev asher shama Avram b'koli. Ekev that shama Avram b'koli. Ekev is gematria 172. So that's because we know the Medrash that Chazal taught. Avram was 3 years old, at least according to some. Avram was 3 years old when he discovered Hashem. So that's what the gematria is. Ekev asher shama Avram b'koli. Ekev is gematria 172. That's how much Avram was shama b'kolo, 172. Okay, this is not in the Grah. This is in Rabbeinu Bachai. All right. Okay, then he talks about this story about Yitzchak redigging the wells that Avram dug and calling them the same names. So he says that perhaps in this chus, first of all, he says you learn from this, from Yitzchak. You know, this is the only story about Yitzchak in the whole Torah. I don't mean this is the only story that Yitzchak's in. I mean, this is the only story where Yitzchak is the main character. You could argue the Akedah, he was a main character. Avram was really the focus there. I mean, at least the way the Pasuk reads. And most of the stories with the Bechorim, most of it is the focus is Yaakov, more or less. The story with the digging the wells and undigging them, that's a Yitzchak story. That is the only one in the Torah that's a Yitzchak-centered story. Anyway, so he says he dug these wells were dug, and then by Avram, and then they were covered by the Plishtim, and Yitzchak redug them and called them in the same names that his father did. So first of all, Rabbeinu Bachai says, you learn from here, you should follow in the path of your father. Don't change from here. Al yishana odam miderech avosav. Just try to keep the following the path of your forefathers or your parents. And he says, Bizchus this, that's why Yitzchak was the only Av who never had his name changed. Right? Avram went to Avram, and Yaakov went to Yisrael. Yitzchak's the only one of the Avos who did not have his name changed. It's Bizchus he did not change the names in the wells. Okay. And then he says that Mipi Agon, but it's a Medrash too. Not the Gon, Agon. And then he says another one, someone else was Mefarish, that it's a remez to the Gerim, meaning that Avram was Megayer, all these people. And then when he died, Susmum Plishtim, the Plishtim filled up their hearts. In other words, digging the wells doesn't refer to the wells. He dug the wells. He dug through the hearts of people. He made them Gerim. And then the Plishtim covered it up after he died with their lack of belief in their Tumah and their paganism. And then Yitzchak redug it. And we have it lists the three that he dug wells three times. So the Ramban has a whole long, has a whole part about that, that it refers to the three Batei Mikdash. So Rabbeinu Bachai just points out that in the third one, it mentions Hashem's name. It doesn't mention Hashem's name in the other ones, because the third one will be, third Beit HaMikdash will be built by Hashem, and not the, whereas the first two were built by Adam. But again, that's based on the Ramban, who says that the three digging of the wells represents the three different Batei Mikdash. Okay, so Esav goes ahead and he marries a Chiti woman and the daughter of Yishmael. So it says Vatiyena Moras Ruach. So Rabbeinu Bachai says Moras Ruach, according to Medrash, comes from Merimas Ruach. They caused the Ruach HaKodesh to leave them. The Ruach left them. And he says there are two things that makes the Shekhinah leave, or Ruach HaKodesh not come to a person. Either because they're sad, the Shekhinah is not sure mitoch atzva, so if someone's sad, the Shekhinah won't be there, and they won't have Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah or whatever. And the other one is being around bad people. So, and it says that it was a Moras Ruach, this lady said. It sounds like they were both over here, perhaps. Certainly that they were bad people around, and that they left, made the Ruach HaKodesh leave. But besides being bad, it sounds like it made them sad. It was a Moras Ruach, like the Pashup Shad is that they made him upset. And it says Yitzchak before Rivka. Why? This again comes from the Medrash, but it's an amazing thing. It bothered Yitzchak more than Rivka to have them around in the house. Because the one of the ladies was the daughter of a priest, of a Chiti priest, of Avodah Zarah. And let's just say she didn't give up her previous ways by marrying into Esav. So Rivka had grown up around of the Avodah Zarah. Yitzchak had grown up in the house of Avram. So it bothered Rivka less. She had seen that kind of stuff around. This is Rivka. Still, it bothered Yitzchak more. That's why it said his name first. Matiana Marsurach Li Yitzchak Ula Rivka. Okay. Then we have the story of the actual giving of the brachos. So Yitzchak asked to be brought matamim. Now, all the Rishonim say, or many of them anyway, say that Yitzchak was asking for food. Again, also be the same on Midrashim. He didn't need food. What he wanted to do is he wanted Ruach HaKodesh to be Shorah on him, and you have to be, like we said before, in a happy mood. So he wanted to be in a happy mood, so he said, get me food that I enjoy eating. Now here's the thing. We're used to, from Nevuah, the Nevi'im, when they wanted to get happy, it says Vahi Kimanagin Hamanagin, that's what everybody brings, that they, when the Nevi'im would want to get Nevuah, so they would play musical instruments, or get someone to play musical instruments, but them in a good mood, so that the Shekhinah would be Shara on them, they'd get Nevuah. So, asked Rabbeinu Bachai, why didn't Yitzchak ask for music players? Or Esav, somebody to play music? You could say maybe he didn't know how to play music. Okay, I don't know. Well, that's his question. Why didn't it say that he asked for, why didn't he ask for people to play music? Why did he ask for food? So here Rabbeinu Bachai says an important thing, because he wanted that his happiness should come through the food, because he was going to give a bracha about Gashmias. So he wanted his happiness to have come through Gashmias, because this way he would be able to give the bracha over, it would work. In other words, the spiritual side of it would work. In other words, the because of the food, he would get happy, so Amida Kenegan Mida, the bracha of Gashmias would work and go through. So he compares this, Rabbeinu Bachai does, to Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, right? We have the Simchas Beis Shreva. They draw the water and pour it on the base on the Mizbeach. Why? So that it should rain. And we have the Omer. Why? So that we should have a bracha in the grains. And we bring the Shtei Alechem. There should be bracha in the Peros. So it's all the same idea. You bring as a carbon something that's similar to what you want. So since by bringing the carbon you get ratzon in this way, you'll get that thing going well. And he says, that's not the schar of the mitzvah. That's not the pshat. We're not talking about the schar of the mitzvah of bringing, say, the Nisach HaMayim, is that it rains. No. The schar is for Olam HaBa. This is called the pri ha-mitzvah, like the Karen Kayamas Olam Abba, and your ochel perasein ba-olam hazeh. This is called the pri of the mitzvah. It's the fruit of the mitzvah. By bringing this, it opens up the gates of bracha to that thing. And he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that says similar things for all mitzvahs. He says someone who's zahir in mitzvah will have a beganah, nice clothes. Someone who's zahir in mezuzah will have a dirana. Because if you're zahir in one mitzvah, it's all it's like this mida kenegan mida that it opens up the gates of bracha for that thing. That Gemara in Shabbos is in Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, and then we have the pasuk about Kol Kol Yaakov, and he realizes when Yaakov comes in, he says, Kol Kol Yaakov. So now everyone knows, or it's a very famous medrash, but I just want to say it again because it says when the Goyim wanted to know if they should if they would beat the Yidden, so they said, go check. The medrash says, go check if the children, if there are tinokos in the Bate Medrash and Bate Knesios, if there are, you won't be able to beat them. So. It's just interesting that it says Bate Medrash and Bate Knesios, meaning it's not just that the children are learning in Cheder, check that they're coming to Shul or that they're davening anyway. That's also an important part of the Kol Kol Yaakov. But anyway, that's our Kol Kol Yaakov. All right. Then he asks, I'm just skipping over some things because it's getting long. At the end, we know that Yitzchak, after the whole story is over, and Yaakov gets the brachos, so Yitzchak and Rivka send him off to go get married by Lavan. So Rabbeinu Bachai asks, why is it, we know that Yaakov was punished for all the years he was by Lavan, that's how many years Yosef was away from him. He was punished for all the years he was by Lavan. So Rabbeinu Bachai asked, well, they asked him to go to Lavan. Well, what did he do wrong? He was asked to go there. It's a famous question. So Rabbeinu Bachai answers, he was supposed to just marry Leah. That's why. He was supposed to marry Leah. Sounds like he would have gotten Leah right away somehow. I don't know how, because the story sounds like he would have had to work for anybody. But anyway, that's what he says. He was supposed to meet Leah and get married right away, and because he wanted Rachel, and then that lead to the seven, and then the seven, all those other years, that's why he was punished for that, because it was on his own choice that he chose to stay for Rachel. At the very end of the parasha, we have that Yitzchak sent Yaakov to Padena Aram, the pasuk says, Elavan ben Besuel ha'arami achi Rivka im Yaakov Esav. Okay. So, Rashi there says he doesn't know what this achi Rivka im Yaakov Esav is doing there. In other words, obviously we know that Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So, what is it all teaching us? So, Rabbeinu Bachai brings a couple of pirushim, but one of them is that she knew, she didn't want Yaakov to get hurt. But guess what? She didn't want Esav to get hurt either. She was both of their mothers. So she sent him to Lavan ben Besuel, who was her brother. So they were both her sons were equally related to her, to him rather. They were both his nephews. So he should not have liked anyone better than the other. They should have been both equally good, dear to him. Therefore, he would not want Yaakov to kill Esav, or Esav to kill Yaakov. So she sent him there because he was equally related. Both of her children would be equally related. Nothing would love him to make sure that nothing would happen to them. And she did that because she was Aim Yaakov Esav. She was both of their mothers. She wanted both of them to survive. Okay, have a good chance.